Can you, well, first of all, just to introduce you to everyone, can you tell me a little bit about what you are doing and sort of what your relationship is right now with being in China and coming here during the time of the Olympics?
Okay. So I am a critical sports theorist interested in the intersection between sport and physical cultural practices, media, particularly sort of new media technologies, tracking technologies, visioning technologies, and other semiotics, and aesthetics and politics. Practically, that comes together in a blog called Sports Babble, in which I do a lot of writing on these subjects, and where I sort of explore the medium of writing itself at the same time. Personally, experimental writing, hypertext writing, poetic writing, multimedia writing, and so that gives me a chance to understand the material practices of media at the same time as I'm sort of studying sport media. So that's kind of my background. Where does that take me in a practical sense? I'm interested in surveillance as it relates to sport. I'm interested in questions of the policing of doping practices. I'm interested in the questions of the militarization of sport and broader society. I'm interested in sporting spaces and increasingly in temporality as it relates to sport. And then how human bodies feel, affect, move through those spaces and times. My relationship to Beijing is, of course, to do with the 2008 Olympics. Formally, I'm here for a conference on the social, cultural, political, and historical aspects of the Olympic movement, and formally presented on some of my research interests at that conference, but on a more personal, which of course is deeply intertwined with my writing practice, I'm just here because I'm fascinated with the Olympics, not so much as Olympics, but Olympics as part of this emerging China experience and the Beijing Games, which I've felt for basically since Beijing was awarded the Games in 2001, which I felt would be the most significant sporting event in human history. So to be here on the ground while that's happening professionally and personally, and then to tie that in with my own personal experience of never having been to China before. It's all been very deep and richly rewarding experience thus far.
What's interesting to me is that combination of what you talk about your writing practice, and especially in the format of a blog, which is sort of, I suppose, afforded us at this time period the ability to sort of randomly or like openly publish our opinions as independent writers, as you know, just a anybody basically. This is the sort of format that blogging allows us, right? So how do you feel that sort of like opinion building or thinking has been influenced by your experiences before you've come here, and especially because in the context of you telling me before that you were teaching a class related to the Olympics and to Beijing before having ever come here, and also not having a personal experience with Chinese history or Chinese culture.
Well, I think that's really interesting, and I'm going to answer that sort of in two parts. With the blog has a very particular history for me in that when I was in my senior year of undergrad, I began an undergrad honors thesis. And this is when I first really started exploring sport and new media in depth. And the prof I was working with at the time was channeling me in a very rigid, objective, positivist direction of research, and a very formal style of writing. And I literally hated every moment of it, and ended up dropping the thesis. And I never did drop the ideas, though. And sort of this, you know, passion that had been given birth through the process of starting to read deeply on these topics, or at least what I thought was deep at that time, but certainly it was very, 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 very shallow. And it was only a few months afterwards that I graduated that I sort of learned about this thing called a blog. And I'd always tried to explore new media, and I don't mean new media, like I've always tried to explore mediums that were new to me,
mm-hmm.
and just try them out, you know. So try painting and see what it does for me, and try making a web page, and try, you know, mixing electronic music, and try doing all this shit just to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going to try a blog. Well, of course you need a topic, you know, you need something. If you don't have something that you're passionate about, it probably won't last. And so I started just jotting down some ideas on sport and media and trying out a blog. And this was 2001. And all of a sudden, and I wouldn't publish it to the public. You know, it was published, but I didn't tell anybody about the website address, so it was just sort of for me, you know, lost in the, you know, the sea of electronic transmissions that nobody knew about. And eventually I started to really enjoy that creative process. There was a freedom there that I didn't experience in this thesis. And you know, the writing is totally shit today, but at the time it was very exciting. And finally I made it public, and that was like a really big step where all of a sudden it was like there's a confidence there where I was like I had some ideas that were original to me, and I was ready to share them. And not that they were any good, but it's not the point. It's the point of having, you know, your own self-confidence to do it. And thus began this idea of the blog, and you know, a continual self-reflection of what this medium meant to me, and has always meant to me, and what it evolves into over time.